Welcome to When Heaven Speaks with Pastor Zach. I pray that you are well and is off to a great start this week. Heaven Speaks again, the podcast where the volume of the world gets silenced and the voice of God gets amplified. Again, I'm Pastor Zach. We're in a world full of noise, opinions, comparisons, and expectations. Men are often trying to do before they truly know who they are. But the voice that affirms a man, the voice that sees him, the voice that calls out his potential. That's the voice that shapes who he becomes, and that's the voice that is absent. But today, we're flipping the script, and we're believing God to speak to us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this great day you have given us. This is the day you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We come before you today with open hearts and expectant spirits. Thank you for the gift of another moment to sit at your feet and to hear your voice. Lord, in a world filled with distractions and noise, we ask that you center us in your presence right now. Clear our minds, set our hearts, align our focus with heaven. Father, we don't want to just hear you. We want to follow you. Do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ today as we pray this prayer. Amen. Again, welcome to When Heaven Speaks. Today, we want to deal with a topic and this week on the Father factor, becoming, building, and belonging. Again, becoming, building, and belonging. Few points I want to just give to you on today. Point number one, affirmation before assignment. God wants you to identify who you are before you go. It was Jesus that identified to his disciples who they were before he sent them away. And so did God do this. So affirmation before assignment. Mark 1, chapter 11. Mark chapter 1, verse 11 says, "You are my dearly beloved son, and you bring me great joy." You see, before Jesus healed the sick, raised the dead, or preached any sermon, he was affirmed. His identity was confirmed before his performance. God didn't say, "Well done," after Jesus completed his ministry. He said, "Well loved," even before he began. Men today are under so much pressure to produce, to provide, to succeed, and to appear strong. But when a man knows he's loved before he performs, he becomes free to lead from peace and not from pressure. God wants to free you today to lead from a place of peace and not a place of pressure. Performance should flow from identity, not determined by it. Point number two, I want you to think about on this Monday. You can't become without being named. You got to be named before you become. I get this thought from Genesis chapter 2, verse 19 and 20. Adam gave names to the animals. Naming gave purpose, and naming gave clarity. Isaiah 43 and 1 says, "I've called you by name, and you are mine." Everything on this earth has purpose, and everything on this earth has a name. The eyes see, the ears hear. What are you named? Who are you named? Naming is powerful. It gives context to identity. When a man is not named, when he's not told who he is, he's left to guess or he's left to imitate. And that's very dangerous in 2025. When culture offers counterfeit names like hustler, you may have heard it, player, nobody, too broken. Without spiritual mentors and fathers, young men name themselves out of pain or out of perception. The streets, the social media, or survival shouldn't be the loudest voices naming men. God's voice and godly fathers must step in and declare you are more than your past. You're called out and you're chosen. That's what I want you to hear from Pastor Zach today. You are more than your past. Could you say that after me? I am more than my past. Say after me, I am called. And say after me, I am chosen. You can't walk like a king if no one ever told you that you are royalty. Here's my point three I want you to think about. The right voice cuts through the noise. See, my kids know my voice. I have three children, Cameron, Layla, Madison. They know my voice, and because they know my voice, they recognize and they obey. Scripture in John 10 and 27 says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." 1 Corinthians 4 and 15 says, "Even if you had 10,000 teachers, you do not have many fathers." We live in a content-rich but father-poor generation. A man can be taught by the world, but if he's not taught by fathers, fathered by heaven, or by mentors, insecurity will always have the last word. And I might afraid many people are dealing with insecurities, maybe an adult person, but because it was embedded in you as a seed form, that seed now has grown, taken root, has now become a full tree. A man can be taught by the world, but if he's not fathered by heaven or by mentors, again, that insecurity will always have the last word. With TikTok therapists and fake gurus and toxic influencers trying to shape today's men, a father's, a mentor's voice becomes a filter sent through the lies with truth. It says you're not weak for needing help. It says you're strong because you're still standing. A man becomes what the loudest voice in his life tells he is. Here's my final point today. Affirm men become affirm fathers. In our day and time, we have the problem of fathering, but affirm men become affirm fathers. Luke 22:32, Jesus tells Peter, "When you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." Jesus believed in Peter. Even though Peter failed, even though Peter denied him, even though Peter went back to fishing, but Jesus believed in him. And once Peter was restored, Jesus gave him a mission. Go be a voice for someone. In today's world, we need more mentors, more spiritual fathers, more men who aren't afraid to say to the next generation, "I see you. I believe in you. Let's walk this out together. You are not at the end of your story. You're a beginning of someone else's story." Let us pray. Father, today we ask you that you speak boldly and loudly to us, clearing over every man who's listening today. Speak clearly. Silence the voice of failure. Silence the voice of rejection and confusion. Let your voice call us back to who we really are, your sons, your daughters. Call us back. You're calling somebody back now as they're driving in their car, as they may be laying on the side of the bed, sitting on the side of the bed, as they may be preparing for work, already at work. You're calling us back to who we really are, your children. In Jesus' name, amen. If you heard the call today and you received the call today, I want you to say amen. And I want you to email me to let me know, "Pastor Zach, I received your word, the voice of a father, and I appreciate it, and I'm going to walk this out." You can email me at Pastor ZDOBAY at gmail.com. Again, Pastor ZDOBAY at gmail.com, or our church email address, MyLOTVA at gmail.com. MyLOTVA at gmail.com. Whose voice shaped you positively or negatively? I want you to think about that today. Now, be that voice for someone else. Call a young man, call a young lady, call your niece, call your nephew. Speak life. Be the echo of heaven's affirmation. You are not fatherless. You're not forgotten. Heaven calls you son. And with that affirmation, your purpose is unlocked. No longer shaped by shame, nor formed by faith, the father's voice is louder than your wounds. Hear this on today. God blessings to you. Your identity is not hidden, it's being revealed. The voice of the Father still speaking. Keep listening. This is When Heaven Speaks with Pastor Zach. See you tomorrow as heaven is still speaking. God bless.